President Donald Trump is coming to Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the state for a rally tomorrow evening. That county helped deliver Pennsylvania to Trump in 2016, and the president hopes it'll do the same for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Lou Barletta, running to unseat Bob Casey. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, Republicans in the city of Wilkes-Barre say their support of the president has not wavered over the past 18 months.
The president's visiting this small working-class valley community overlooked by the Pocono Mountains to endorse Lou Barletta. Former Hazleton mayor and current congressman, Barletta is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Bob Casey. Casey has a much larger campaign war chest, and polls are strongly favoring the Democrat, but that doesn't faze longtime Wilkes-Barre Republican activist Lynette Villano.
Are they the same polls that said that Hillary was going to win?
In the 2016 primary, Luzerne County Republicans had the highest Trump voting percentage in all of Pennsylvania.
We got Donald Trump elected. Now we need to get the people elected that are going to go there to support his agenda. And that's why this visit tomorrow is so important.
The usually quiet town of 40,000 is buzzing about Trump's visit. And skepticism of voter polling and the media's treatment of the president is heard on almost every corner. In a front-page story on the Wilkes-Barre Times Leader, Barletta is quoted as saying, "Don't trust the, quote, political experts." It's a message that resonates from parts of Wilkes-Barre to the outskirts of northeastern Pennsylvania, like at Maggie's Tavern. It's a biker bar and a gathering spot for local Trump supporters. As I'm hanging out outside the bar, a forest green minivan drives up. Behind the wheel is Bob Cassaro. He goes by Cisco. And he has to take a call before he finishes his interview with me.
Yeah. Hello. I'm at Maggie's right now.
Cisco's a retired construction worker, and he says the press is too hard on Trump.
Bunch of propaganda stuff, you know what I'm saying. Everybody's trying to put him down. Leave him alone. Let him do his thing. That's what I'm thinking.
The issue closest to Cisco's heart is border security. He says he's hoping Trump makes good on his plan to build a wall along the border with Mexico.
You know, we got enough of them over here already.
Who's them? What do you mean?
And import people. You know, they're working for nothing under the tables and stuff. They're taking away our jobs, our money.
Cisco and his friend George Bobchick are planning to go to Trump's rally in Wilkes-Barre tomorrow. The two met a decade ago through a local Harley-Davidson club. Bobchick is a Navy veteran and a trucker.
I think us in Pennsylvania, we're kind of small town compared to the big cities. You got a problem on the East Coast, you got a problem on the West Coast, and of course, California. The people in between, for the most part, they understand President Trump.
Despite that, Bobchick says there is something about Trump's East Coast upbringing that actually appeals to him.
And because he's got tough New York rhetoric that he talks, a lot of people are shocked by that. I love it.
Bobchick is thrilled with Trump's performance in office. He mentions the president's tax cuts, new tariffs, and crackdown on illegal immigration as his favorite policies. He says many rural Pennsylvanians are removed from international affairs, but Trump's recent meeting with Vladimir Putin impressed him and many of his friends.
If you want to negotiate, you don't go in there and, you know, yell at the guy and tell him what a bad dude he is. You go over there and you sit and you make nice and you negotiate. Well, maybe we can get something out of that.
Not far from Maggie's, I find Jeremy Linz, a 33-year-old appliance repairman who links increased business he's seeing with Trump's economic policies. Linz says the working class vote was underestimated in 2016 and will likely be again in November.
Because we're silent. Because I'm too busy working and worrying about my everyday life to worry about politics. So you might not hear from me about it until it's time.
Back in Wilkes-Barre, as city planners prepare for the big visit, Republican activist Villano says she proudly wears her Trump pin everywhere she goes to let people know it's okay to support him. She says even in northeastern Pennsylvania, she gets talked down to for believing in the president.
And it's wonderful because it does give people the opportunity to say, oh, a Trump supporter, somebody I could talk to. Because sometimes they are made to feel like, you know, they're uneducated. You don't know what you're talking about.
Villano says a major reason for that is harsh media coverage. She thinks most news outlets are overly critical.
So considering that, and he's still as popular as he is, people obviously aren't listening to mainstream media.
But the many who can't get into Trump's rally tomorrow will be tuning in, she says, to watch the president campaign for Barletta, who many Republicans here say was Trumpian before the now president had even won a primary. Bobby Allen, WHYY News, Wilkes-Barre.